Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Factor One. We install a simple sales framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. If you want more sales in your business as soon as this week, go to factorone.io to learn more. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Colleen Greco. She helps women feel amazing in their own skin while also removing the limiting beliefs that have them feeling stuck so they can realize their full potential and discover and then master self-love. Colleen is going to share a BizHub about establishing a firm foundation of self-love. Oh, I love it. Colleen, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you so much for having me. Hi, everyone. I'm Colleen Greco. I'm a joyologist, and I help women that feel stuck. They, you know, maybe lost sight of themselves. I have my own story that, you know, put me on this path that I'd love to share. And I will say there's a trigger warning. So please be prepared. But when my younger son was 10, he attempted suicide, which, as you might imagine, rocked our family to our core, personally broke me into millions of tiny little pieces. And initially, I didn't handle it well. As you might imagine, I ate and drank my way up to these weights that I hadn't seen since my pregnancies. As a result of that, I decided quite quickly that I needed, in order to help heal him and my husband and my other son, I needed to heal myself. And so really took myself, you know, and put myself in that role model position and said, I've got to take this weight off that I have just very quickly put on, and I have to establish better habits. And in order to do that, everything I did was firmly rooted in joy. And so that's where the joyologist term was born. And as I was on this journey of losing the weight and rediscovering myself and learning to love myself, I was looking for help through a variety of coaches. And my nutrition coach in particular said, I'm not your therapist. And I thought, well, that's not very supportive. And it gave me an idea. And so my trauma became my triumph. And our family is fully healed. We didn't have any doctors or therapists that were willing to work with us. So we did all of this work ourselves using the methodology that I created and now have helped hundreds of women apply to their own lives and put them on the path to their fullest potential. So that's my story. And it is the most gratifying, amazing work I've ever done. I had a corporate career for 26 years that I left to pursue this calling, as I like to call it. And it has given me the greatest joy and the greatest fulfillment I could have ever imagined.
Wow. Thank you so much for getting this vulnerable and for sharing this. It's incredible how the events in our lives that can break us the most, how they can slingshot us the highest.
I love how you just put that. Yeah, slingshot. That's what it is. It's life is, I tell people it's like a chess game, right? And these little tiny moves have huge impact. And while I don't wish this experience on anyone, I'm filled with such gratitude for it. It brought us a lot closer as a family. It caused me to get really, really present every single day and realize where my priorities stood. I was a workaholic. I still am to an extent, but I was defined by my work. So if that is my personality, I'm going to define myself by something like this versus what I was doing, which was IT marketing leadership. It was not, you know, when you think about like your funeral, what do you want people to say about you? It certainly wasn't anything that I was doing every single day, most of the day. But now the things they'll say about me, like I can be proud of that. And I love that I'm able to help other women who literally don't know where to turn. They don't know how to turn their lives around. There's no real, like, I don't know, standard that has been set. And so by sharing my story, A, I want to make the topic of suicide more approachable It's this dirty term that nobody ever wants to talk about, but we have to talk about it. You know, the mental health epidemic is massive and it's only getting worse. And what can we do to turn that ship around, heal ourselves and heal our families?
So important. Colleen, let me ask you just one tip that you could give someone to start on their journey to love themselves.
It's literally one. That's the thing. It's taking that first step is the most important step. So some people might say, well, I'm so bogged down by the, you know, self-hatred and self-deprecation, I can't imagine myself living the life of my dreams. No, of course you can't. And I can't say that, you know, 6 years ago, I was, you know, dreaming of where I am today. No, I was thinking second by second, minute by minute. But for people listening, I really want to impress upon you that all it takes is that first step. And then by listening to your intuition, the second step comes, the third step comes, the 10th step comes. And before you know it, you don't even recognize the person that you were anymore. You have literally made that shift. And that's what I coach people to do every day.
Powerful. So, Colleen, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Generally, my clients are women between the ages of 40 and 60, and they feel like they've lost sense of themselves. They can find me on Instagram at the THE Colleen Greco, C-O-L-E-E-N-G-R-E-C-O, at the Colleen Greco. And I would love to offer anyone listening a free ebook called Crush Limiting Beliefs. So limiting beliefs are those stories that are keeping you stuck, and I help you to release those and so they no longer affect you.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Colleen Greco, for coming and sharing her story about being a joyologist. I love that term, by the way. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if your sales are down right now and you can't seem to turn it around, go to factor1.io and let's see if we can slingshot you into momentum. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factor1.io. That's factor1.io.